And that little girl that I was pregnant with in Chicago is going to graduate in 6 weekends. 6 weeks from now. That means I have 6 times to watch her run a race. Well, she's in 4 events a race, or a track meet, so I really have 24, but 6 times I get to be there. And today, I wasn't there because I made a decision to be here with you guys. So I'm not going to stand in this room and just talk to hear myself talk for an hour. We are either going to make money and get results, or I just gave up one of the most important days of my life for a bunch of people that don't understand the value in what's going to happen in this room. And I am not, Dave sent me a text the other day, and it had this little girl looking at this little boy with a stick shoved right in his face. And it said, "I'm not bossy, I have leadership skills. Now listen." And I said, "Is that how I am?" And he goes, "Yeah, kinda." "Yeah, you kind of are." You know, when we owned a company together, he would be like, "Stop screaming at me." Like, "I'm not screaming at you, I'm just passionate about this. This is big stuff, right? Okay, I'll do it." So I don't want any of you in this room to be like, "She's a witch. I don't like her style." It's just the way I'm wired. I don't have any patience. I don't know how much longer you're going to be on this planet. Seriously. You might not be at the next convention. You don't know what's going to happen between. I might not be at the next convention. I don't want you to come back next convention and be like, "Yeah, I heard her last year. She talked about, I don't remember what she talked about." No, I want you to remember what I'm about to talk about, okay? Because I'm going to talk about you experiencing a breakthrough in the crap in your life and you standing up there making $160,000 a month. Is that okay? Okay. So before all that, this whole damn weekend, they've been playing these videos of people running races while I'm missing a track meet. I almost sent a message, "Could you just have made it sponsored by Puffs Plus?" Because I have a snot headache and I'm tired of watching people fall in races. Because Callie Ann Pitcock is no bigger than 4.9. She's not even had her 5 foot party yet. She is so little, but she has so much will to win that she keeps saying, "Am I almost 5 foot? Am I almost 5 foot?" And she just wants to win. She just wants to win. Did you guys hear what Bill Andreoli said about people who are in network marketing? It's just ingrained in their kids that they just want to win. Did you hear that? That was the most important thing that he said, because you know what's more important? Okay, all of us have an audience of one. You got that, right? You know who one is, right? So we don't have to impress anybody else. That's why I'm not worried about offending you all, because I know everything that's coming out of me is coming from him. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you get offended, stay offended, stay broke. I want you to be rich. I want you to be rich. This little girl gets up this morning, and I call her as I'm getting in the bathtub right before I'm doing the 7 a.m. training call. Haven't got much sleep since I've been here. How about you guys? I didn't even know what I was going to talk about on the 7 a.m. training call. I didn't even have any notes. Is the guy that was in my hotel lobby in this room? I don't know. There's this guy in the lobby, and I'm like, "This is how we roll with the training call. You think I'm sitting at a desk with a headset?" No, I'm in my pajamas in a ponytail trying to get a car to Sears to get tires put on it so I can drive 19 hours tomorrow, because Chance decided he would drive down, surprise me, and we'd ride home together. Never mind a straight flight. We're going to road trip 20 hours. I looked at them tires. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, we need tires." So I'm going to Sears to put on tires. I'm doing the training call. I got people in Youngevity in my lobby. And I call Callie and I say, "Callie, I'm so sorry that I'm not there for you today, because I know how nervous you are. It's a huge track meet. It's the first one of the year. She's a senior. This is it. This is it. Nothing else. You know, this is her last times at this particular meet, and it's in our hometown. So everybody's there. It's at Fort Hays State University. She is going to run 4 races today. Starts at 11 o'clock or whatever, goes all day long. And the first one is her favorite race, and it is the 100-meter hurdles. Now, you ever seen a 5-foot girl win 100-meter hurdles? It's pretty impressive, but she's amazing. She's been to state every year. What's scary about hurdles? Falling. What's the worse than falling? What could happen? Break a leg, not getting up, lose the race, become fearful. So I'm sitting there, and I'm beating myself up. How many of you have been beating yourself up since you've been here this weekend? Feel guilty? I mean, I don't know if I'm just self-abusive, but I beat myself up all day long, and Dave will be like, are you done yet? I mean, like, this is just what I do, because good is never good enough, right? Even though I could be here with you guys all weekend, I'm thinking, I could have been a better mom. What could I do to be a better sister? What could I do to be a better daughter? What could I do to be a better leader for the Wallachs and Bill Andreoli? Like, I'm always thinking, how can I be the best? If I'm going to do it, I don't want to be second place. How about you? So I get a text from Dave, and I'm going to have all of you participate with me and scream as loud as we can for Callie's last race, because she's had a long day, and this is how it started. So the first race this morning I get from Dave. You're not going to believe it. You won't even believe this. Well, there's been a lot of them, so let me get back to this. This one says, get some sleep. Knock it out of the park. That was the call. Finding my why, your call sure was good, Barb. I listened to you. Well, that was Dave. That's good. That's a compliment. 10:04 a.m. There's a guy on stage talking about me, and I'm standing at the back of the room because I'm so nervous for Callie, I can't get up front. And Nick's up there giving a shout out to Barb Pitcock, and Andre's going, where are you, loser? They're shouting out your name. You're not even in the room. And I'm like, I'm in the room. I just finished the training call, and I got new tires, and I'm praying for my daughter right now. And he's like, I'm listening. So then I get up to the front, and I go to Scott. I'm here. Everybody look, I'm here. And I look down at my phone, and it says, Barb, she just false started the hurdles. Didn't get to run them. She is crushed, but we're going to make it up in the 100. Okay, how would you feel as a mom? Like, the reason that I am so good here at what I'm doing is because Dave is so good at what he's doing there. And you guys have to have balance, because being rich is not going to be worth it if you don't take care of first things first. That's a big lesson. She's pretty upset. She's up now in the 100. 12:34. Just about ready to listen to Bill. Just watch Todd and Blake. I am so fired up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would look good in burgundy. That's my jacket. I would look so much better. I got that green jacket off as fast as I could. That doesn't do nothing for me. And I get this message from Dave, and he sent it to Chance and I. So now you got to hear this one. This is just going to blow your mind.